This is statewide election night coverage on Missouri Net from our Jefferson City studios. Here's Brian Howsworth.
Straight up 8 o'clock here in mid-Missouri across the great state of Missouri. I'm Brian Howsworth live on Missouri Net. Appreciate you tuning in. We'll get to Bob Priddy here in studio live with me in a moment. I want to start with the right-to-work referendum. We're getting some early numbers right now. Let's send you live to Missouri Net St. Louis reporter Jill Enders. She's at the Sheet Metal Workers Union on Shodo. Jill.
Hey, good evening, Brian. And I'll tell you what, there's a couple hundred people here so far for this watch party. And I can tell you the atmosphere, the attitude here is one of confidence. They really believe this right to work measure, Proposition A, will fail. In fact, I spoke with Jack Cardetti with We Are Missouri, and he said that he believes that this is something that's important to both Republicans and Democrats alike.
Proposition A is not a partisan issue. It's a pocketbook issue. And that's what Missouri families care about, right? Are we going to have good middle-class, high-paying jobs, or is this going to be a race to the bottom? I mean, if you look at the 27 states that have a law like Proposition A, 9 out of the 10 poorest states in the country are right-to-work states.
All right, Jill, thanks so much. Again, Jill there with Jack Cardetti. Great job on that and a very important point, and we'll touch on some of the counties here in a moment. We'll go back to Jill either in a half an hour or an hour. I do want to get to Bob Priddy live in studio. He's been watching a lot of things for us tonight. Bob, what sticks out to you?
One of the things we look for is in terms of political party interest in this election. It's far different than it was in 2016. So let's look back just 2 years ago. Half of the state Senate was up for election, 17 seats, which meant there was a potential for 34 primary elections in the Senate, one Republican, one Democrat in each district. There were only 8 primary races out of the 34 possibilities, 4 Democrats, 4 Republicans, and 9 Senate seats were guaranteed to the party that won the primary because there was no November opposition. All members of the House ran every 2 years, 162 members, 326 possible primaries. In 2016, the House had primary contests in only 45 of those districts, 24 Republicans, 21 Democrats. Almost 40% of the elections for the House in 2016 were decided in August because there was no opposition in November. It's remarkably different this year, and we'll touch on that when we come back in an hour.
All right, Bob, great work, and we'll be watching that very closely. We have some numbers right now, and we'll get to a Facebook Live that we referenced in the next segment, but I can tell you Right to work is losing in Texas County, and it's polling even right now in New Madrid County. Significant because those are strong Republican counties. This is Brian Howsworth along with Bob Priddy live on Missouri Net.